Welcome to Watching Bloomington with your host, Barry Lesso. Each week, B97 and Hoosier Country bring you stories about nonprofit agencies helping people in our area. Stay informed, stay involved, and stay tuned.
Welcome to Watching Bloomington, where each week we talk with a community leader who helps make this a better place to live. And we're really pleased to have with us this morning our friend Allison DeClerc, who is the Marketing and Events Coordinator for Big Brothers Big Sisters of South Central Indiana. Hi, Allison. How's it going?
Good morning.
Thanks, so happy to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Good to see you. So tell us a little bit, you know, there are a number of organizations that serve youth in our community. You know, what makes Big Brothers Big Sisters different?
So Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-to-one mentoring program that matches youth with mentors in our community. And you may have heard of Big Brothers Big Sisters before because it is a national organization, but we are the Bloomington or Monroe County and Owen County chapter here in South Central Indiana.
And when you talk about matching or mentoring, talk a little bit more about what that means.
So that means developing relationships between a young person who may just need another adult figure in their life to do things with them on a weekly basis. We ask for a commitment of 1 year, four times a month. So that's a once a week commitment for a couple of hours. And so, they do things like, you know, helping them with their homework or helping them explore some of their hobbies or maybe giving them an opportunity to try something that they might not otherwise get to do.
No, and I know I've talked to some of my friends who've done it, and they even say, you know, they'll involve their little doing activities, going to the grocery store, going to farmer's market, just going and doing normal community things even.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps them to not only develop a relationship with a positive adult role model, but also helps them to develop life skills and how to experience their community, how to connect with different resources that may be out there for them.
And I would think too, you know, from the pandemic, are you probably seeing a lot of need or requests for services like that right now?
Absolutely. We have 150 children that are on our waiting list approximately. And so we have, with the pandemic, we have seen an increase in need and a decrease in volunteerism. So yes, we absolutely need volunteers to, if you have ever felt like maybe you wanted to try it, I encourage people to do that. Because the need has never been stronger.
And you work with a whole range of ages too, right?
Yes. So serving children all the way up to 18. So and for in Bloomington and this university town, it's kind of interesting because we may have some teenagers who are matched with college students. And so technically, you know, they're big and little, but they're closer in age. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic. But we are looking for bigs of all ages.
And I would think too, you know, you mentioned the connection with the college students and teens. It's probably a good thing for somebody, young person that age, to see somebody engaged in school at Ivy Tech or IU and pursuing college and just seeing what that's like.
Absolutely. We just recently shared last week, we had a scholarship winner. One of our littles received a scholarship, and she is currently actually pursuing her college degree. So
That's exciting.
Yeah. And so I think she wrote an essay on the impact of her big sister, and certainly that has impacted her life and her endeavors.
Do you think too, maybe, you know, without those connections, would somebody like that may not have thought about pursuing higher education?
It's very possible, you know. There are statistics that I can't quote off the top of my head right now, but I know that there are statistics that indicate the impact of a positive mentoring program on children who pursue higher education.
Yeah. And that's the nice part too. You know, you'd mentioned you're part of a national parent organization, and I'm sure too that they help you collect numbers and probably compare nationally. So you probably get a lot of good resources that way in terms of impact of the program nationally too.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful thing to be a part of a local organization, but it's great to have the resources of such a large entity.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's been so much coverage in the news lately too, about just, you know, challenges with the pandemic ongoing still too, about, you know, kids needing that mentorship, needing somebody to talk to, you know, having mental health issues. And so I think it's a great service that you're providing.
Yeah. And we actually had to adapt our services just like everyone else in this pandemic. But we actually had to adapt our services to allow for virtual mentoring. And so that has been a great resource. So, yeah.
So then if people, you know, are nervous or thinking about this, you know, thinking, well, I'm not quite sure I want to do, you know, physical contact yet out in the community. So it sounds like then there's some virtual options or suggestions that you would provide for them to do activities.
Absolutely. Yeah. And great. It's been a great thing for people to be able to continue their mentorship once they've graduated from the university, in the case of some of our college students.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great idea. Because if you wind up moving to a different community, then you actually can still keep talking to your big and little.
Yeah.
That's fun, actually. I like that. So if people are interested in volunteering or exploring the concept of being a big, then they should probably reach out to your organization. I know you have a coordinator who helps with that.
Yes. So if you are at all interested in pursuing this kind of volunteerism, you can reach out to us. Our program manager and volunteer coordinator, Rebecca Hawkins, can be reached. And we actually have an easy contact form on our website, which is www.bigsindiana.org.
Great. So people can go right on there and get some more information and do an application. And yeah. I'm assuming there's training for this too. So if people are interested, they're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do or what happens. So I'm assuming you have a training process and help people with ideas.
Yes, absolutely. There's a very rigorous application process, because we want to make sure that our youth are safe. And we also want to make sure that our bigs and our littles are matched appropriately to people that they're going to really connect with. And so there's that process. And we also have an intense training program and orientation to help people, give them the tools so that they can succeed.
That's great. And then, as you talked about, obviously it's working, because you have some of these long lasting relationships you're talking about. If somebody's still staying in contact after, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
So I know, you know, a lot of other people we've talked to, you know, they're getting ready for the holidays and those are their big activities. You're starting to work ahead for something for next year already, aren't you?
Yes. So our big signature event, Bowl for Kids' Sake, you may have heard of it before. It's a national thing. Bowl for Kids' Sake is our annual fundraising event. And it is a peer-to-peer fundraising event, meaning that we enlist volunteers to fundraise among their social family circles to raise funds. And it's a fun competition. There is bowling involved. There are some bowling tournaments that take place at Classic Lanes here in Bloomington. And that will take place in February. Mm-hmm. So we're gearing up for our marketing of recruiting volunteers and teams. So come the first of the year, look for ways for us to sign up to create a team of your own. And this is a great event activity for workplaces. It's a fun little competitive thing because, you know, who doesn't want to raise funds for a wonderful organization like mm-hmm. ours? And who doesn't want to show that support? So it's a great event and it's fun. There's lots of prizes. So it should be a fun event.
And so even if you're somebody who rolls gutter balls, you still should do this because you can have a good time and do something and do something good, right?
Fundraiser, even if you're not a bowler.
And I know when the events happen before, lots of good camaraderie, little bit of smack talk between teams there sometimes too, right?
Yeah.
And then if you have that ringer on your team, then you can roll gutter balls. It all works, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So talk a little bit, you mentioned this was your premier fundraiser. So then the funds from this go to support your work with kids?
Yes. So there is a lot of expense involved in, like I said, there's a training process and just even the cost of training and doing background checks and things mm-hmm. like that. There's a lot of expense involved in mm-hmm. finding the right matches. Mm-hmm. And a lot of time. And so all of the funds raised from this event come back to us to support our operating.
And those are the hardest dollars to get sometimes. And I know you have a good support staff to, you know, support both the bigs and the littles through these whole processes. So that this is your biggest event of the year usually, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah. So again, would you mind saying the website one more time?
Sure. It's bigsindiana.org.
Wonderful. So people after the first year, they can make that part of their New Year's resolution. I'm going to go online and sign up my team for Bowl for Kids Day.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
And again, as you mentioned, so people can, you know, find a team at work. It sounds like a fun workplace thing, or if they want to do it with friends or family members and mm-hmm. anything like that goes, right?
Yeah.
Very nice. And then you're a nonprofit organization, correct?
That is correct.
Yep. So if people are listening to, you know, and they're, you know, planning the getting their bowling shoes out back then, but, you know, say end of the year donation, sometimes people like doing contributions. If they're interested in doing that, should they reach out on the website or what's the best way for people to make a contribution if they're interested?
Yeah. So you can actually go right to our website and there is a donate button and you just click it and it will have you fill out your information and you can and make a donation that way. Or you can send a check in the mail. Mm-hmm. And our address is listed. Our PO box is listed there on our website.
Great. That's wonderful. And I think too, you know, it's a really, you know, you've mentioned again, that national connection and that impact on kids, but you know, that ability to really help a young person and, you know, get them motivated to stay in school and be successful and graduate. And you had mentioned some of your stats before, but you know, I know your program has really amazing track record in terms of helping students do that and get their homework done and stay in school and look at their futures.
Yeah, it's so important.
We sound like you're very excited about working with the age group.
Yes, I am. I am happy to be here. I've been here about 2 months, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to start my career here in Bloomington, and excited to be with such a wonderful, important organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, and wish you like continued success. And, you know, you're mentioning you're starting your career. So somebody who's been a big part of our community for a long time is making a transition too in a little bit, aren't they?
Yes. So our fearless leader, Miss Danelle Whitmer, is retiring at the end of January. And we are so very sad to see her go. But we are so excited for her, future in retirement. And she gets to spend more time with her family. So we are the board is currently searching for a new candidate to fill her shoes. And we're excited to see what kind of applicants we get.
Excellent. So if you're out there listening and you have always wanted to work with kids in a nonprofit capacity, there you go.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, very good. Well, and like you said, there'll be some big shoes to fill there, but I'm sure the organization is a great one and has had a long history of success with kids in the community.
Yeah.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to be on talk with us. And we really appreciate it and wish you luck with Bowl for Kids' Sake. And maybe we'll have you back on when it gets a little closer to the event. You can cheer everybody on.
Yeah,
how's that sound?
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Wonderful. Oh, well, thank you. And this has been another edition of Watching Bloomington. And we'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to Watching Bloomington with Barry Lesso, brought to you by Carl Lamb, attorney at law. For 37 years, Carl Lamb has been a premier attorney in South Central Indiana, helping his clients through extremely difficult times, drawing on his experience, reputation, and responsiveness. For a free initial consultation, call Carl Lamb today at 812-332-1420. Want more? Listen to full episodes on our website at whcc105.com and wbwb.com.